I just want to highlight the verse that speaks about our old man being crucified. He's not saying there that our old man died. He's saying our old man is crucified. The scripture is very accurate in its terminology. He's hanging there publicly for display. And there, he cannot move. It is not here weak. Now, the old man is not Adam. Adam is the first man. Again, the scripture is very accurate in every term that it uses. First man is Adam. The second man is the Lord Jesus. You find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The old man is not Adam. The old man is we in Adam. The new man, you read that in Ephesians, is not Christ. The new man is us in Christ. It's usually a collective thought. So, our old man is crucified. He is hanging in there, has no power to move. Don't bring him down from the cross. He's not dead. He's not dead. That's why you will find in Romans 7 there's activity. Well, he didn't die. He is crucified. It's a point of complete weakness where he cannot move unless you want to bring him down and have him act up. So, just one, again, it's important, I think, again, the right to know, the knowledge that how accurate the scripture is in everything. Because if we mix things up, we get a little bit confused. Well, you said our old man died. Why is he acting up? No, he's not. He's not dead. He's crucified. That's what the scripture said. And I want to stick with the verses of the scripture. So the first thing we know that we're buried with him. We've completely gone out of sight, identified ourselves with the new master. Our old man is powerless. Cannot respond, should not respond unless we allow him to take place and respond. And then we have in verse 11, the third thing, and I know the time is gone, and we touched on that earlier, the idea of reckoning. And we have heard it's an accounting term. Now, has nothing to do with feeling. Has nothing to do with feeling. You're dead. If you feel it or you don't feel it, it doesn't matter. You're dead because the word of God said you're dead. And what you do is you reckon that. It's again, it's an accounting. If you go to the bank and you give them $10 to deposit it in your account, they're going to deposit $10 in your account. If you tell them you feel that you gave them $1 million, they're not going to put $1 million in your account because you said you feel it. And if God said you're dead, you're dead. Now, you feel alive or you don't feel alive have nothing to do with that. And we will get to that when we come to chapter 7. But these are the facts in the Word of God. You reckon yourself. So now, you were given $10, you put down in your account $10. And God has the proper accounting. Man has a creative accounting. He make up, he cook up the books. God doesn't. God's books are clear. There is no creative accounting in God accounting. And when he say you're dead, just take it the way it is. And reckon yourself dead. Agree with God. And don't have your own accounting because you're depending on your feeling, which is tainted by sin.
But brother, he goes on to say, but we're alive. Let's not forget life. I mean, I agree with what you're saying.
That's the second part that you go ahead.
Yeah, well, no, just the part. We are alive. And we're alive in Christ. Christ is no longer, that's why I was looking at the tracking of the verbs. And I'm not a specialist. I'm just relating what I studied. Christ died, we died. Christ is alive, we are alive.
And it's part of reckoning.
Absolutely.
So you reckon yourself dead, and you reckon yourself alive.
Right? I just want to add a verse to what you've said, which we haven't referred to yet, but it's very familiar to all of us. It is the Apostle Paul's testimony to the Galatians. It's Galatians 2:20, and I'll read it, which bears out what we have been saying. Galatians 2:20, this is the Apostle Paul now. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And all of us as believers should be able to give that same testimony. Isn't it true?
Amen. Is it in order to sing number 112?